Now, earlier today, the names of all 2,800 people who died in the complex in New York were read out loud while many of the victims' relatives sat listening nearby. NPR's Jim Ziroldi reports.
It was a day of brilliant sunshine and dry, gentle winds, the kind of day New Yorkers look forward to throughout the long, hot summer. And as such, it brought to mind the terrible morning 1 year ago when everything changed so suddenly. In Lower Manhattan, a long line of police honor guards and bagpipe players trekked slowly across West Street to take their places in the vast vacant lot, still known as Ground Zero. Inside the Trade Center site, Mayor Michael Bloomberg stood on a platform and spoke to a large crowd.
Again today, we take into our hearts and minds those who perished on this site 1 year ago, and also those who came to toil in the rubble to bring order out of chaos.
Then a long line of readers began tolling out the names of the dead, stopping two times for a moment of silence. The reading took nearly 2.5 hours, ending at 20 minutes after 11, with the name of 29-year-old Igor Zuckelman, who worked at Fiduciary Trust in the North Tower. The service was closed to the public, and it wasn't easy to see inside, but still people lined the streets, straining to hear what was being said. Many came early carrying cameras and flowers, and countless people had flags stuck in their hats and belt loops and shirts. Others wore T-shirts with patriotic sayings. Firefighter Chris Serra had come all the way from Boston to stand against a police barricade and pay his respects.
Since September 11th, I think last year, this might be like my 9th or 10th trip down here between, you know, working the pile the first week and going to funerals since then. I just come down here and console my friends that I have here now, and they console me, and it's just a good thing.
As the service went on, some bowed their heads in prayer. One firefighter sat on a street corner openly weeping. Others wrote notes on a long wooden construction fence that wrapped around a corner lot off Greenwich Street. Many people at the service carried pictures and mementos of those who had died. Myra Aronson was killed in one of the planes that struck the towers. Today, her sister, brother, sister-in-law, and friend, Felice Pomerantz, showed up, each carrying the same smiling picture of Aronson. Pomerantz said the acoustics weren't great inside the pit, but they'd managed to hear Aronson's name read, and they were pleased about that.
Myra was one of my very best friends, and we loved her very much, and this year has been really difficult without her. So we thought we would come and celebrate her life. And I think Myra would be very, very pleased that we all turned up.
Not far away, Ralph Mertz and his fiance made their way out of the pit. On his T-shirt, Ralph Mertz had a picture of his son, Noel, who died in the towers. Noel Mertz was a marathon runner, and his 57-year-old father made headlines after his death by successfully completing a race his son had signed up for. Mertz had written his son's name on a large rock inside the pit.
See, they never found him, so he's here. I know he's not home. He's here, and that's why I get excited about coming up here, because I know this is where he would be memorialized. This is his resting place, yeah. He's with us at home, but in spirit. But bodily, his presence is here.
Jim Ziroli, NPR News, New York.